In the previous episode, we heard she met the question with a cold stare followed by a few ambiguous words out of which he could make nothing. Had she said which? She did not remember. They must not be influenced by anything she might have uttered in her first grief. She was well nigh insane at the time. But of one thing they might be sure. Her husband had not shot himself. He was too much afraid of death for such an act. Besides, he was too happy. Whatever folks might say, he was too fond of his family to wish to leave it. And now, today's episode of the Violet Strange Mysteries, the continuation of Problem 2, the second bullet. Nor did the coroner or any other official succeed in eliciting anything further from her. Even when she was asked with cruel insistence how she explained the fact that the baby was found lying on the floor instead of in its crib, her only answer was, "His father was trying to soothe it. The child was crying dreadfully, as you have heard from those who were kept awake by him that night, and my husband was carrying him about when the shot came, which caused George to fall and overlay the baby in his struggles."
"Carrying a baby about with a loaded pistol in his hand?" came back the stern retort.
She had no answer for this. She admitted, when informed that the bullet extracted from her husband's body had been found to correspond exactly with those remaining in the 5 chambers of the pistol taken from his hand, that he was not only the owner of this pistol, but was also in the habit of sleeping with it under his pillow. But beyond that, nothing. And this reticence, as well as her manner, which was cold and repellent, told against her. A verdict of suicide was rendered by the coroner's jury and the life insurance company, in which Mr. Hammond had but lately insured himself for a large sum, taking advantage of the suicide clause embodied in the policy, announced its determination of not paying the same. Such was the situation, as known to Violet Strange and the general public, on the day she was asked to see Mrs. Hammond and learn what might alter her opinion as to the justice of this verdict, and the stand taken by the Schuler Life Insurance Company. The clock on the mantel in Miss Strange's rose-colored boudoir had struck 3, and Violet was gazing in some impatience at the door when there came a gentle knock upon it. And the maid, one of the elderly, not youthful kind, ushered in her expected visitor.
"You are Miss Hammond?" "You are Mrs. Hammond?" she asked, in natural awe of the 2 black figure outlined so sharply against the deep pink of the seashell room.
The answer was a slow lifting of the veil which shadowed the features she knew only from the cuts she had seen in the newspapers.
"You are Miss Strange?" stammered her visitor. "The young lady who..."
"I am," chimed in a voice as ringing as it was sweet. "I am the person you have come here to see, and this is my home. But that does not make me less interested in the unhappy or less desirous of serving them. Certainly, you have met with the 2 greatest losses which can come to a woman. I know your story well enough to say that. But what have you to tell me in proof that you should not lose your anticipated income as well? Something vital, I hope, else I cannot help you. Something which you should have told the coroner's jury and did not." The flush, which was the sole answer these words called forth, did not take from the refinement of the young widow's expression, but rather added to it. Violet watched it in its ebb and flow and seriously affected by it. Why? She did not know, for Mrs. Hammond had made no other appeal, either by look or gesture, pushed forward a chair and begged her visitor to be seated. "We can converse in perfect safety here," she said. "When you feel quite equal to it, let me hear what you have to communicate. It will never go any farther. I could not do the work I do if I felt it necessary to have a confidant."
"But you are so young and so inexperienced, you would say, and so evidently a member of what New Yorkers call society."
"Do not let that trouble you. My inexperience is not likely to last long, and my social pleasures are more apt to add to my efficiency than detract from it." With this, Violet's face broke into a smile. It was not the brilliant one so often seen upon her lips, but there was something in its quality which carried encouragement to the widow and led her to say with obvious eagerness, "You know the facts."
"I have read all the papers."
"I was not believed on the stand."
"It was your manner."
"I could not help my manner. I was keeping something back, and being unused to deceit, I could not act quite naturally."
"Why did you keep something back? When you saw the unfortunate impression made by your reticence, why did you not speak up and frankly tell your story?"
"Because I was ashamed. Because I thought it would hurt me more to speak than to keep silent. I do not think so now, but I did then, and so made my great mistake. You must remember not only the awful shock of my double loss, but the sense of guilt accompanying it. For my husband and I had quarreled that night, quarreled bitterly. That was why I had run away into another room, and not because I was feeling ill and impatient of the baby's fretful cries."
"So people have thought."
In saying this, Miss Strange was perhaps cruelly emphatic.
"You wish to explain that quarrel? You think it will be doing any good to your cause to go into that matter with me now?"
"I cannot say, but I must first clear my conscience and then try to convince you that, quarrel or no quarrel, he never took his life. He was not that kind. He had an abnormal fear of death. I do not like to say it because he was a physical coward. I have seen him turn pale at the least hint of danger. He could no more have turned that muzzle upon his own breast than he could have turned it upon his baby. Some other hand shot him, Miss Strange. Remember the open window, the shattered mirror? And I think I know that hand."
And that's it for today's episode of the Violet Strange Mysteries. We'll be back Monday week with the next episode of the Violet Strange Mystery Series, The Second Bullet. You can find us on the web, www.stephsvoice4u.co.uk, stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk. And if you'd like to catch up on any of the back episodes of the Violet Strange Mysteries, you can find us on iTunes, Audio Mystery Time, TYM. Thanks for listening. Bye.